The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I'm not sure if you were listening to Pat Kenny this morning. Adrian Weckler, the technology editor in the Irish Independent, was chatting to Pat about Roblox. So lots of parents out there will be well aware what Roblox is, this platform wherein you'll find lots of games. It's not a game itself, it's a platform for games. Looks really lo-fi, kind of like a cross between Minecraft and Lego. So I think most parents think it's pretty benign. But wait till you hear what Adrian says is the latest iteration of a game on Roblox.
His main justification is he can see the Roblox population user base starting to age up a little bit. So even though two-thirds are still kids, that means that one-third are over 18. And as the audience grows, that means more people. Now, his basic justification is that if you're playing a game like Roblox when you're 19 or 21 or 25, let's say, you might be a certain type of a person who is inherently shy, maybe, you know, what we used to call a nerd. And there are a lot of people like that in the world at the moment. And maybe you're too shy even to use other online dating sites like Tinder. So his rationale appears to be that because there is a sizable bunch of people here, a large audience, that it makes sense to offer them a way of dating or meeting, socializing, connecting with other people like them.
That's right, parents. Forget Brookhaven. Forget Grow Your Garden. Online dating is coming to Roblox. It absolutely beggars belief. Dr. Nicola Fox-Hamilton, the cyber psychology lecturer at IADT, is with me. Nicola, this is mental, isn't it?
It's certainly, I would say, ill-advised. Yeah, it doesn't seem like a great idea. And he's positioning it as this idea of, you know, creating a well-being platform for Roblox. I don't think anyone who's ever online dated would describe it as improving their well-being. Like, people generally don't have great experiences on it. And then having so much of your platform be for kids, and particularly for young kids, like a lot of the kids on there are under 13, they're going to be interested in whatever comes on the platform. And some of them will go in and find ways around whatever age blocks there are, and they'll try it out, and they'll be exposed potentially to people that, you know, are not what they should be.
Yeah, this rationale as well. I've got an audience who are there as kids and they're aging out. They're now into their 20s. I mean, by that rationale, start introducing kind of adult content and real violence and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, where do you draw the line?
It just doesn't make any sense. And also the idea that because people are playing games that they're nerds who can't talk to people is completely ridiculous. It's not borne out by any research at all. The amount of people who play games, it is just the general population. And they're equally as likely to be able to talk to people. And games are inherently very social. So people are meeting each other through games in a much more naturalistic way that's much less toxic in many cases than online dating. So it's a better way to meet somebody that way anyway.
This is going to set off, I think, alarm bells for a lot of parents because, you know, Roblox is already a bit of a Wild West in terms of communication. And I just, our experience of it, it was, and our kids like that were playing it, it, like, because it looks so benign, you just assume it's grand. And actually, for a little while, they were playing it before we realised anybody could message them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, you can go in and change that in the settings.
Yeah.
So now everybody is blocked and they still play the games, but nobody can talk to them. But I don't think parents realise that the default setting, even for kids, is that strangers all over the world of any age can talk to your kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is a huge problem. And a lot of parents are kind of afraid of technology. They don't know how it works. And so they just go, OK, well, I'll just let them do it. I'm sure they know what they're doing. Or they ban everything and don't let them do anything. And neither of those is a particularly great solution. But Roblox is kind of known for being a bit problematic. Now, if you do control it well, it can be fine. But it is more problematic than, say, Minecraft, for example. But then when you introduce something like this, it just looks, kids always look at the people who are a little bit older than them and want to be like that. That's just gone on since the beginning of history. And they're going to look at the slightly older kids who are online dating and think, oh, maybe I should go in and see what that's about. And I think that's where it gets a bit
It's a bit like suggesting that you're going to add a kind of an online dating element to Bluey or the Teletubby because, you know, there's adults watching it as well. You know?
Yeah, let's ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to imagine if this is introduced, the advice being to parents, you just change a few of the settings and let your kids play Roblox. You kind of, again, I'm with you. I'm not really a big believer in just you know, banning all of this outright. Mm. But I'd find it hard not to suggest to parents, just get them off it if there's an online dating element.
There's safer places for them to be if they bring that in. And there will be age controls, but kids, we know, are better than us at using technology and getting around age controls, getting around different settings. Like, if they really want to find a way, they will. And then for younger adolescents, so for kind of 16, 17, 18 year olds, you know, it's bringing in something that doesn't need to be there. There are specific dating sites. There are places you can go to do that. And like the research we have, there was a site called Yellow. I don't know if you remember that.
No.
A good while ago. It closed down in 2017, but it was promoted as a friendship app for kids. But it was essentially like Tinder. You set up a profile and you could swipe on people that you liked or didn't like. And kids were using kind of sexualized emojis on it. They weren't putting up sexual pictures of themselves, but some of them were very young. And they're at a stage where they're not really able to think through what the consequences are, a lot of the decisions they're making, like at a developmental stage where they're not able to make the best decisions always. And so when they're 13 on a site like that, it's not necessarily very good for them. To introduce that into a platform where they're already comfortable and where they're allowed to be as a kid's space, I think is really problematic.
Yeah. And as you say, I mean, having an area of that site and you kind of, no kids allowed.
Yeah.
Since the dawn of time, I mean, kids get a kick. Every 10-year-old in the country gets a kick out of watching an over-15s movie.
Absolutely.
And they always have. Yeah. We got a kick out of it. They get a kick out of it. If there's a thing that says, you know, don't come in here unless you're an adult, you can be sure as you know what.
As soon as any of us are told we can't do something, we want to do it more.
Oh, that's absolutely madness. I mean, it speaks to kind of a bigger picture, though, doesn't it, about these... I guess you could call this broadly Roblox a social media company, you know, maybe not in the traditional sense, but it has a lot of the same elements to it, and the policing that goes on in it, and this kind of wheeze that they've attempted for a long time, that the policing is up to everybody else.
I know.
We shouldn't have to do anything.
Yeah. It is quite problematic. We know they can do more. Like, their algorithms could be better at detecting things. They tend to leave things looser because they don't want to overprotect people. And there is, it is difficult to find a balance between free speech and people's right to speak. But when you have most of your platform with small, young children on it, you really have kind of responsibility to make sure that they're safe on there. And I don't know that they're always necessarily doing that. Now, there was a big kind of outcry a few years ago about Roblox because there was more happening on it then that wasn't great. And I think it's gotten a bit better since then. But bringing in something like online dating, you know, the amount of abuse people get in online dating is extremely high, and particularly young people and particularly young women, like up to 70% of them are getting abused, harassed, consistent messaging when they've said they're not interested, sent sexually explicit images when they didn't ask for them, called names, threatened. You know, that's not something you want to bring into Roblox. Yeah. That's not well-being.
No, hard to disagree. Nicola, thanks for coming in to us. Dr. Nicola Fox-Hamilton, cyberpsychology lecturer at IADT.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.